Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with author Linda McCann about her upcoming presentation about genealogy at the Washington Public Library. You will be hosting a genealogy program at the Washington Public Library on Saturday?
Yep, Saturday the 18th at 10 a.m.
Perfect. So do you want to just tell me about what you will be talking about during the program?
Okay. Well, I write books about Iowa nonfiction history. And I got into that through genealogy. And a long time ago, I was an RN and I took time off with my kids and got into genealogy. And I discovered I was descended from the town where we live, and I did not grow up here. So that is what caused me to start researching. So I share what I've learned through genealogy. You know, I'll have some handouts that will have websites that I recommend. Some I recommend they stay away from. I'll have some worksheets that they can start filling in, and I'll give them hints, and they can ask questions. And it's really for those people that want to get started and don't know how.
Yeah, very cool. It is, I feel like when people start even looking into it, it can be really intimidating because especially now it seems like there's a lot of options, especially if you start maybe online, you kind of get bombarded with choices and options and things like that.
Well, and that's a big part of what I try to get across to people. I admit, I very much fell into Ancestry when it started. I was researching before it got started. But when it did, I was just excited as everybody, you know, that here's this info and stuff. Well, somebody called me after a few years and said, you've got a mistake on what you've put on Ancestry. And I said, really? Okay. And we talked and I agreed. I did have a mistake. I got two people mixed up. Well, I tried to get this sorted out through Ancestry, and they have no interest in trying to get it corrected. Just about the same time, there was a guy here in town that was going around and telling everybody he was descended from Charlemagne. And I said to him, how do you know that? Well, of course, you know, he found it on Ancestry. And I said to him, you can't believe everything you find on Ancestry. Oh, yes, it's there. I said, you've got to do your own research. Well, he didn't. And, you know, and so that's a big part of what I want to get through to people that don't trust everything.
Yes. Not everything on the internet is true, right?
Well, it's still surprising how many people believe it's on the internet, so it's more than true.
Yeah. That's great. So you would recommend maybe going into the libraries and looking at the books and hard print.
The Washington Library has some fantastic stuff available. I did talk to Tammy, and she wanted me to say that it's all free to use. You can use newspaper archives. All this stuff is there. And like you say, it's a good place to get started. Don't depend on the internet.
Yes. So one question that I have for you, what has been the most interesting part with your involvement with genealogy? What's been the most interesting thing that you've maybe learned about the process?
Well, like I said, I found out I was descended from the founder of the town I live in, and, you know, I had no clue about that. And then as I got into it again, it's, you know, I had people come over on the Mayflower, which just completely shocked me. And so again, I was doing the research, trying to figure it out, and I truly did have people come on the Mayflower, which still kind of surprises me. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to find when you get into it, and just enjoy what you find.
Yeah, very cool. So do you want to say just once more when this program will be?
It'll be Saturday the 18th at 10 a.m. at the Washington Library. And I would say anything from middle school and up will get something from it. Hopefully we'll enjoy it, and it's free to everybody.
Yes, very good. Well, I hope you have an excellent turnout, and it sounds like a really interesting program to be involved with.
Well, and I will have copies of my books, and some of these, again, are stuff that people know nothing about, like prisoners of war in Iowa and that sort of thing. And so I will have copies of my books for sale.
Very good. Okay. Well, I feel, unless there's anything else you'd like to talk about with your program or your time doing genealogy.
No, I think that's it. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That was Linda McCann joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about her genealogy presentation at the Washington Public Library. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.